And when you do that, when you get in the habit of that, you'll find that ancestral presence, and call it a voice, just becomes more and more noticeable. I call it a voice, but it's not always a voice that speaks in words. Although sometimes it can. But let's just say you get more of the feeling of the place. And the place, and the ancestors, you could say it this way, they know what the place wants. And if you start listening in that way, you'll be informed. The land is not just real estate to be bought and sold and used for anything that we think will turn a profit. The land itself, you might say, has a purpose and a offer and a personality and all like that. It's there for something. And the more you just tune into it in this vase, you can sense or feel or hear what it wants.
Where I live, which is Manhattan, and I'm lucky to live near the park and near the river, but a lot of the land, the parkland, is like, in a way, I don't want to say artificial land, but it's newly created land, newly constructed land, where they bring in soil and they bring in boulders and they bring in trees and they build the park. And I wonder sometimes about the spirit of that. You know, if it takes, can I imagine that it takes time for that piece of land that's been constructed like that to find a spirit, to find its, you know, can you just speak to that?
It has to find it. It's already there. Yeah, it's been covered over and altered and stuff like that, but
well, sometimes there wasn't, it's going out into the river.
Yeah, but when I speak about land, I'm speaking about the whole deal, including the river. You know, when I'm speaking about land, I'm not only talking about dirt and stones. But anyway, it doesn't go away. And yeah, it gets harder for us to tune into it, but it's still there. Harder for us to tune into it because we're all tuned into the buildings and the streets and the lights and the, flat, what do they call it?
That's all.
No, the flat screen, whatever.
The piece of land itself, it's got, you know, dirt from one place and trees from another place and rocks from another place. It doesn't have any bones in it from these different places.
Think of it like this. It's been there for a long, long, long time. And all the stuff that you're talking about is just in that scale of time is less than that. It's a thin, very recent, and in the end it's going to turn out to be a very temporary covering. That's all. It's not like the land has to rediscover itself. It's like our job is to rediscover the land.
So you can't destroy a piece of land? You can't kill the spirit I mean, if a piece of land is, all the soil is scraped away and everything on it is killed, it doesn't somehow affect the land? It doesn't have...
Well, of course there's an effect. But can you kill the spirit of the place? No. What can happen, well, there's a couple of things that can happen and does happen. One is you can really piss it off. And therefore, when that happens, instead of the land doing what it's naturally designed to do, which is to support what the land was put there to support, well, it can get not very friendly to the people who are, disrespecting it.
Even
the spirit is the place.
Is the place.
Yes. The other thing that can happen and does happen is when what we're calling the spirit of the place gets dishonored and neglected over a period of time. We have a technical term for this. We call it, it goes to sleep. Which means it gets less and less interested in interacting with the humans there. So that's a disadvantage for us. But it's just sleeping, waiting for the conditions for it to rise up and do what it's there to do again. To benefit the human people and the other than human people.
Is the land of this place sleeping? Mm-hmm. Well, is
it
to be woken up?
It was somewhat dormant, yes, for a while, but it started waking up again as soon as we bought the place. And that's what the reappearance of the circle indicated, mm-hmm. which has happened 3 times now.
I live